Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich Jr., and friends and people who know me call me Ronnie with a Y. And we are in the third day of December. Can you believe it's December already? My gosh, it's so beautiful here. I'm in Northern California. Today, we have like bright, sunny, and it's clear skies. I am going to go out and enjoy this weather. And today, we also have a tree lighting ceremony in my little town that I live in, so I'm going to be going to that, and I hope that you're able to do something enjoyable with yourself. That's really a message that I was given by the angels for you today, is to let go of stress. Go outside, do something enjoyable, enjoy the time that we have. You know, that this time that we share with each other is my time to enjoy, because I really love doing these shows. I really do. It just brings me joy, and I know that I'm doing healing work and spreading light and love, and I really do enjoy this time sharing with you. And to start off the show, I wanted to say I was guided to pull a card from Archangel Raphael Oracle deck. This is a deck of cards that Doreen Virtue created, and she's one of my mentors. And there's actually two cards that stuck together, and one of them is about sobriety. And that doesn't necessarily mean alcohol, although that's typically what we think of, but it's really just about getting rid of anything that's not in your highest good. And I'm getting the message, it's not just food that we're talking about. It's anything that lowers your vibration. Drama at the workplace, or drama in your life, drama on Facebook, drama in the news, you know, drama everywhere. Anything that lowers your energy down. People that lower your energy down. Food, clothing, you know, like if you find, I like to wear bright colors because I think drab colors sort of lower my energy down. So anything that's lowering your energy, it's time to give it the boot and let it go, and something better will come along. I also talked about this last week on my show, how at this time we're really just clearing out old stuff. And, you know, you might feel guided to go through and do like a space clearing where you're going through your closet, getting rid of old, donating things. You know, especially this time of year when we have the holidays, we oftentimes go out and accumulate more stuff. Maybe it's time to give some other stuff away, so that the new and better can come in. There's always going to be something better that comes along. So that's an important message. I also was connected with the massage card, which really, to me, it's about touch. And I'm drawn to the picture in the card. There's a angel that's holding, well, she's actually creating a heart with her hands. And to me, that tells us that we're all connected heart to heart, soul to soul. And that's when I do these readings, that's what I try to do, is connect heart to heart with y'all and with your angels and such, to bring blessings forth. But in our relationships, you know, maybe we feel disconnected sometimes because we're not looking beneath the surface. We're not looking heart to heart at what a person, the truth of a person. And that's not just true for our personal relationships, but any relationship. Everyone that exists in the universe is one with us. Everything is one with us. We're all connected. So getting to that depth, getting to that heart and soul, will help to sort of transcend the illusion. It's all illusions that we are experiencing. And we're trying to move through those illusions. You know, I got this vision today. I was sitting on my front porch, and I got this vision of, like, we're kind of splitting into two planets in a sense. There's, like, there's this huge pillar of light that's, like, flooding down on the planet right now. It's like a giant flashlight, literally, that's on our planet. And it's like, whoa, there's this huge light coming at us. And those of us who are, not accumulated, what's what I'm looking for, attuned to that, it's like, no big deal, not a problem, right? There's all this light coming in. But those of us who are not necessarily are experiencing a lot of problems and experience a lot of confusion. And a lot of the things that we're experiencing in the planet right now, a lot of the events that are happening, it's from that purging process. So what I got a vision of was like almost like there was like this little tiny planet of Earth that's like pinching off of the main huge pillar of light. And that is like all the old stuff that's like leaving. And you have to remember, like, we're all connected to that too. So there's a part of us that is is on that lower vibration as much as there is on this high vibration. What we're trying to do now is take the high road and take the easy road, and it's called ascension. We're just ascending up into this pillar of light, into this high vibrational energy. And we want to like really let that light come in and just flood every cell and every tissue of your body and fill you up with that beautiful light, because that is who you are. That is who you are. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we do actions or say things that are in the opposite of that, but that doesn't take away from the fact that we're always connected to that. We are always connected to that. We are one. You keep telling me to tell you we are one, we are one, we are one. So don't give in to the separation and the illusion and the fear that's happening right now. Be strong. Be strong, and I know that you can be. And the sobriety message is there to help you be strong. You know, eat healthy beverages, healthy foods. Go out and go for a walk. Enjoy yourself. And this is almost, it's like a time to kind of get some rest. Get rest before you can really just go in and do what you're here to do on this planet. I was guided to tell you too to work with Archangel Uriel at this time. Uriel is an archangel, and an archangel is sort of like a higher version of an angel in a sense. I'm kind of like a manager if you want to think of it that way. And Uriel's name means God is light, or God is my light. And Uriel will help you to infuse that light into your life and to light up things in your life that might be appearing dark. You're not necessarily sure which way to go. Remember I talked about the flashlight shining down on the planet? Well, Uriel can give you your own little flashlight so you can be guided through the darkness, so to speak, and find your own path and help you, along with Archangel Michael, of cutting cords of fear and things that are keeping you distracted and keeping you from walking down your path, okay? So clear through the jungle, right? Tear down those old, junky old things that aren't working. Donate stuff in your house if you need to, and stay committed to the path, and you're going to have a much easier time. Okay, you might also want to listen to one of my earlier shows that I have about a year ago about the Merkaba. I know some people listening who might be interested in that. The Merkaba is a fancy word for like our light body, which is connected to that. That it can get kind of woo-woo in a sense. I know that we have different people who are on different levels of consciousness and such, but if there might be something in that show I feel that you could get and that might help you just answer some questions you might be having about what's going on in your life right now. So check that out on my archives. It's on my radio show page, blogtalkradio.com/ascensionmagic. And also you can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And I do regular readings and I post really positive things on there. And I also have a website, ascensionmagic.com, so you can get some more information on there as well. So we're going to do some readings today, and I got a lot of people calling in. I'm so grateful, extremely grateful. And before I do that, I just want to say I do not have a call screener. It's just me. I am everything here. I am the technician. I'm the reader. I'm the call screener. I am jack of all trades. So what I do is I say your area code, and then you'll know you're on the radio show. And all I ask is that you please tell me your name and tell me, you know, why what your reason is for calling and how I can help you. If for some reason there's people that have the same area code, it will just, you'll hear me talking directly to you, like, so you'll know it's you, because then there's some people calling in that have like are sharing area codes. So I just want to point that out. So be love, be light, and just let go of any pain and suffering you might be feeling. And I'm sending healing love to everyone that's listening right now, whether you're listening live or on playback. I'm letting it fill your heart with beautiful, beautiful, beautiful love. I'm sending you extra angels to be with you, to surround you in light, and to illuminate your path for you. And so it is. Okay? Now, just very, very quickly, too, I also have people that are on Facebook that are giving me comments on Facebook that would like a reading. So I want to do this very quickly before I go to the phone lines, because this is for a couple of the people who follow me on Facebook, my followers, there you go. I couldn't think of the word. And it might be true for you as well. You know, when I do these shows, it's my intention that it brings blessings to everyone. And one of the questions that is commonly coming up is, what can I expect in 2017? What's the energy going to be like? And what are the angels wanting me to know? So this might be true for all of you. And remember, 2016, if you add up 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6, that equals 9, which means that 2016 is a year of completion. 9 is the number of completion. So we're ending things, right? The president is a new president that's coming in America. It's just all these old things are ending. And we're ready for the next big thing, right? That's where we're at. And we're letting go of this old stuff, just like I said. So this year was it really a year of endings, and next year is going to be a year of new beginnings because we're at that 10 cycle, right? And when I pull some cards to get some clarity on what to expect for next year, and I'm using the Angel Tarot. Angel Tarot, it's like tarot cards, but they're very gentle and more in tune with the angelic realm versus the old school tarot that might be a little more scary. And all the cards that are coming up, they're all earth cards. And that's really just about, there's a couple of meanings there. Earth cards are about finances and abundance, but also literally the word earth in terms of us, like what we're doing here on earth, but it's about us manifesting our life purpose, manifesting our dreams, and creating new things. It's all about creation, I feel. Creation. We have the ability to create anything that we desire. We are not victims. There is no one that has the ability to control us, despite what fear-based things are out there. We are in control, and we give our power away far too much. And in this year, next year, it's going to be really important that we take the reins, take the power that we're giving away to other people. Politicians don't control you. You know, corporations do not control you. Do they have, ways of making you think that? Yes, perhaps. Because the thing is, whatever you put your energy on, that is what will manifest. If you continue to focus on, this person's going to take this away, and this person's going to do that, and this corporation is doing that, that is what you're going to experience. That doesn't mean that, I'm not saying to overlook bad things that are happening. What I'm saying is don't give that power. Focus on what you would like to happen and how we can change those systems for the better, instead of giving our power away and saying, I can't do anything, I'm powerless. No, you're not powerless. That's what I'm saying about that. So if that makes sense. And really, the main one out of all these earth cards is the Queen of Earth. And the Queen of Earth, it's about making time for people around you and dealing with things in a kind and understanding manner. So there's going to be challenges next year. Of course, there's always challenges, right? But how do we deal with those challenges? Deal with those challenges very kindly and with an understanding about that, again, we're all one, we're all connected, and the seeds that we're planting may manifest. All these things that you're putting into action will come forth. Just focus on the light. Focus on what you would want to see. Focus on the world that you'd want it to be. You know, in a very deeper sense, on a metaphysical sense, infinite possibilities exist. There's infinite planets. There's infinite timelines. And the more, we have our individual consciousness, which would create for us, but we have collective consciousness, right? And the collective consciousness creates one thing, and then our individual creates something else sometimes. And the goal is to try to put that into harmony. And the collective sometimes focuses on all this fear things, and you might be out there by yourself focusing on love and peace and harmony. It's this discord, and that discord is what we're experiencing right now, because so much of the collective is focused on fear and what could go wrong and what could happen. And we are trying to say, no, let's think about love and let's think about light and all these good things that could happen. So it's an imbalance, but we're here to turn that around and to bring it into a new cycle of love and creation to our wildest dreams and fantasies. So those are my very brief messages for 2017. And I hope that made sense to you. If you want more information, if you were one of my followers on Facebook, you can comment on Facebook and I'll try to give you more clarity on it. I probably will do another show more towards the end of the year about really what's going to happen next year, what to expect next year. This was just a very brief, like a spatter of what's to come, and using the tarot cards and what just came through my own intuition. So happy Saturday, everybody. Again, go out and do something today. Go out and do something fun and enjoy this beautiful weather. I hope you have beautiful weather. I have beautiful weather. So I'm sending it to you if you are not experiencing that. Putting this little beautiful bubble around you so that you can have a beautiful day. And so it is. So let us get to the phone lines. Okay. Okay, and my first call, I'm going to take a call from 203. I'm going to get you on the line. And here we go. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good, thank you. My name
I was
is
guided to take
Faithful.
Your call first, so what's your name?
My name is Faithful.
What is it?
Faithful? It's like Stacy, I know. It's like spacing a pencil together, just to make it easier.
Okay. Are you on like a headset or something? Because you're kind of hard to hear. It's kind of breaking up a little bit. Like the phone might be far from your mouth.
No, I'm actually using my Bluetooth.
You're using the Bluetooth? That might be why. Okay. Because I can hear you, but it's like it's sort of faint. Than what I would normally get from somebody. So it's fine if you can say it, if you have to say on the Bluetooth, but I would hear you better if it was not on the Bluetooth. Just throwing that out there. You said Stasel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stasel, how can I help you today? What's going on?
So I'm going to be moving on the 26th. I'm just wondering about the whole job situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to feel like, you know, motivated and, you know, encouraged with my job, you know, hunting and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
okay.
I'm going to be moving to Orlando, so I know that the job
okay.
market is good over there. So.
Okay. So you're moving to Orlando on the 26th, but you don't have a job yet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just leaving my current job because it's only temporary, so it's not like I'm actually, like, leaving. But
okay.
I'm leaving, you know, finishing up school and, you know, it just seems like the right time to just go. So.
Sure. Okay. So you're following your intuition. You're kind of going with your feel guided, but you're just kind of wanting some clarity in a sense on, like, what to expect career, because specific to career, what, right? Am I getting your question right?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm kind of going down there alone in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's a stable job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully in that area. You know, I'm actually working at a front desk in the tutoring center. You know, hopefully I have something
okay.
similar. Yeah. They do more like a reception, like, you know, in our office. It doesn't have to be exactly,
okay.
but it could be something similar.
I see. Well, I get the sense that your career, your new, or your job at, it's going to be something in a different perspective. I mean, maybe similar to what you're doing, but it's not quite exactly going to be the same. The angels are telling me to tell you to keep your options open and don't limit yourself to one particular thing, that you might be pleasantly surprised. I get the feeling that you are wanting something really different, like your soul is wanting something with more excitement and like more more energy, more like more fun, I guess. You know, it feels like that.
Yeah.
It feels like you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you need to be around people that are really like high vibrational people. And I don't necessarily mean spiritually high vibrational. I mean like high vibrational in the sense like they can keep up with you and they just bring you joy. Because sometimes, you know, we can be around people that bring us down. And I don't know if that's the truth
mm-hmm.
for you, but I feel like you want to be like around like. You're kind of like the life of the party sometimes, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you want to be around that energy where it's, like, always positive and it's always, like, fun and going, that kind of thing. That's what I really, really feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a part of you is wanting. But then there's that part of you that wants to be more, you know, more settled down and be, like, in more of a, you know, serious kind of mode. So that kind of
mm-hmm.
creates discord sometimes within you, you know, and you're just trying to find that balance. That's kind of what I feel guided to tell you. What I'm going to do, I work with Oracle cards a lot, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to also just get more messages for you about what you can expect, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to work with life purpose cards here, because that's all about career. And let's see, which other ones? I got this Angel Answers deck that's going to be pretty, like, a good one. And let's see, we're also going to be working with Ascended Masters. Okay, so let's do that. Okay. So they're showing me, actually, the color violet, which tells me that, like, have you been doing the violet flame meditation, or are you, like having amethyst crystals around you, something about the color violet?
No.
Okay. It might just be a good thing for you to look into. There's this meditation, this is true for everybody, by the way, called the Violet Flame Meditation. And what it does is it allows you to just clear away, like, old karma, things that do not serve you, people that do not serve you, old patterns, so that you can really get clear about who you are and who you want to be. So that could be something that can help you if you feel like you're repeating yourself, like repeating patterns, or attracting people that you don't really want in your life, any kind of pattern that you're ready to let go of. That is a really good thing for you to do, along with an amethyst. Yeah, what were you saying?
My move is the biggest thing that, you know, it is, it is very, you know, it's a very broad situation where I'm getting rid of a lot of the patterns, you know, I'm leaving a lot of things behind. So,
yeah.
I feel this is a very positive thing for me, you know.
Well, that violet flame can help with that, can help to just continue to propel you in that direction, to give you that push and to help you not to be afraid and just to make it more clear than it already is. It seems like you really know where you're going. It's just making it more clear and helping you to really get some more clarity on where you're going. So that's just something that I felt guided to share with you. So let's think about your move, and much specifically about career here. Okay. So right away, as I'm shuffling the Angel Answers cards, the card comes out that says the situation will improve. So it's exactly what you're saying. You're going in the right direction. Things are going to get better. You're letting go of old things, but this is just a validation of that. And the picture shows there's dolphins and there's like a mermaid, I think, and she's holding like a light in her hand as if to say, follow the light, stay focused on the light. That's kind of what I felt guided to say for you. Now, this deck of cards that I'm working with here is the life purpose ones. These are specific to career itself, so let me kind of think about what messages you need for right now, thinking about your situation. So the author card comes up, which is about writing. Are you already writing like a blog or any kind of short stories? Is there something going on with that?
No. I mean, I did a lot of writing for school, but it's not my biggest thing.
Interesting. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be you writing. It's something about an author or a book or some type of message that really resonates with you, whether it's you sharing your own message or you getting a message, but that's really what the card is about, some type of writing or book of some type. I feel like there could be a book inside of you. Maybe you just haven't found what that could be, and sharing your story with other people, perhaps like maybe down the road, you know, not this very moment, but down the road, just something to consider. The cards that I'm drawing is just from the, again, the Life Purpose deck. There's the author card. There's a couple other ones. There's a leadership card, and there's one about using oracle cards. So you see how I'm doing oracle cards to get clarity? This is actually something that you could do for yourself. Do you already work with oracle cards?
No, I have a tarot card. I have a spiral card.
That's the same thing. Yeah. But that's okay. Tarot cards are oracle cards. Tarot cards are more, they're different than angel cards because they're more like there's all these symbols that you have to know, and they're kind of, some of the images are kind of dark and scary, so it's harder to interpret them. I work with the angel cards a lot, which are like tarot cards, but they are more gentle, and they give you similar messages. So that's, they're telling me to tell you that that is something that you could do for yourself. Overall, I mean, you know, what I'm just feeling, like I said, is that it seems like you know you're going in a good direction. You know, like it. I get the sense that maybe you're just you can psych yourself out of where you want to go because of your own thoughts. Because you can We all can do this, where we think negative thoughts, like what could, like what if this happens and what if that happens, and instead of just going forth with our vision, like you got this vision and you got this sense, you know what, it's time to leave. Like, I just really know it's time to go. Instead of trusting that and guiding that, we tend to, well, I don't know if this is right. I gotta check in and I don't know. But it seems to me like you already know. And the first card that I drew really validated that. And it seems like there's positive things. There's things that are really clearing. You're right. And they're showing me something with Dad by the way, too. There's something that really just recently, like, got resolved, or it just recently was fixed. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's always coming through to me. There's something that just got cleared. And, you know, there's a lot of different directions you could go. I think that's really what the overall message is. But follow your intuition. And follow your intuition. It seems like you already are. Like, I don't think there's really any doubt about that. I don't think there's any doubt about that at all. Just, you know, like at the beginning of the show, too, the message was about sobriety and, you know, eating healthy and going outside and doing things that lift up our energy. That's going to help you to stay connected with that intuition and to trust it a little bit more, you know, and to just not be doubtful. That's just another message that I might have for you. Let's see. Is there anything else? I think that's kind of what I'm getting for you at this moment. Let me give you a message from just one more, and then I'm going to get to another call. From this Archangel Power Tarot, because this is really about empowerment and giving you a message about empowerment. So let's give you a message about empowerment that you can take forward with you as you do this move here. Okay, so let's do that. And give me a second. All right, this one. Okay. So the card that came out for you, it was the Four of Ariel, which is about being resistant to change. And it's also about just going in the flow and saying that, you know, when you give, you also receive. So that's just the flow of energy. And it could also be about finances, you know, but it, overall, like when I look at the card and think of your situation, it's like going with the flow. It's just not being resistant to the changes that you're experiencing and just trusting that things are going to work out. And I think that's exactly what I was getting today, that there's really no need to worry.
Okay. Yeah, I was mainly worried about, you know, how long it's going to take. Because, you know, I have a little bit of time limit, but
you got a little bit of what?
A time limit, like how long it's going to take me. You know, I'm talking about my own time limit. You know, but hopefully I get it at least by, you know, at the very most by March. But hopefully earlier than that. And hopefully things, you know, are fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know what it's like, you know, being employed for like almost 2 years living up here. So I just don't want to go through that again. So it was very hard.
I understand. Overall, again, my message is that there's really nothing that you need to worry about. Just continue to move forward with as you feel guided, and I think it'll all work itself out. That's really the messages that I'm getting for you today.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really
no problem.
Your time. All right. You have a nice day.
You do the same. Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's see. Where am I going to go down to? I got a lot of people calling here. It's so wild. Well, what do I take next? Let's go to 631 here. I'm just going to work here. There we go. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
My name is, good. My name is Suzanne. I was just wondering about love life.
Hello.
Hello.
Suzanne.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my phone
call.
I was just concerned about love life, if you have a reading for that.
Sure. I was just wondering where you were calling from.
Long Island.
Okay. New York. Where they walk the walk and talk the talk. I have lots of friends and my nephew's out there right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So is it a relationship that you're already in, or are you trying to manifest a new relationship?
No, I'm just going on dates with people.
Okay. Got it. Okay, give me just a moment. Okay. All right. So I have a deck of cards that I work with. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
hi, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Got really noisy there. There we go. Okay. What I was saying was, it's really hard to hear you, hon.
All right, let me go in the other room. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm in the other room now.
Okay. It was like a bunch of noise there. Okay, so what I was saying was, I have a deck of cards that I'm working with right now called the Romance Angels, and it's about working with romance issues. And I'm going to draw a couple cards from there, and I'm also just going to use, I feel guided to also work with Raphael. So those two decks of cards and the intuition, and we'll see what comes up for you, okay?
Okay.
Sound good? All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me just a moment. Thank you. What messages do we have for Suzanne right now? All right. So the card that came out from the Romance Angels deck says make the effort. It says great love is worth taking the steps that you're feeling guided to take. So perhaps it might be, you know, sometimes we can be overcautious, or we can be too, you know, I've been guilty of this, or being critical sometimes of things, that, like, not being open to how things can really manifest. So it's just suggesting to continue to make the effort as you feel guided. I feel like in terms of relationships, there's someone that in the future that is going to be like a really good match. I honestly, my intuition is saying that you're kind of like you said, you're kind of just going through and just dating and getting to know people and such. But what this card is saying is that make more of an effort to really put yourself out there and to really find the partner that you're seeking, and then that will come to you. What you can do is you can put out an intention to Archangel Raphael, and you can ask that Archangel Raphael connects with your divine, you want to call it a soulmate or divine partner, that's really going to be like everything that you're looking for. You can ask the universe and the angels to put that into play for you. Okay, so that's the message that I'm getting from this card. But let me just kind of tap in a little bit more and see what I get here. So, okay, one second. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I was making sure. Okay. Got a little quiet. I was like, oh, okay. So when I'm working with Raphael here, oh, this is interesting. So there's a couple messages. One of the messages is about having faith and trusting things that you're doing, but I'm also getting the feeling, like in my solar plexus, about letting go of mistakes that you might have made and mistakes that people have made towards you, and just letting that go so that something better can come along. That seems to be a common theme in the planet right now, is letting go of like old things and old ways and old relationships, anything that doesn't work in our life, so that something new and better can come along. So are you doing spiritual work right now? Like, are you like, do you do that kind of work?
No, but I've let go of the past and stuff. You know, one person's going to take me on a third date, then another person is supposed to meet next week, and then there's a guy that's just a friend that likes me. So it's like, you know, sort of that kind of stuff.
Got it. And then there's something, well, the reason I brought that up, because there's something about, you know, spiritual work and, like, something opening up within you, like opening up to a part of you maybe that you're not always aware of. There's something there that I just felt guided to share. So there's two messages that are coming here from Raphael. One is have faith. The other one is easy does it. That just detach and let go and know that things are happening according to the divine pattern, the divine timing, that things are happening according to a divine purpose. And with what I think is weird, and I'm not sure how this relates to your situation, but I'm going to just say the card that came along with it. There's something about allergens, okay, which is really strange because I'm thinking about your love life, but there's something about allergens. And the allergens could be things in your environment, whether it doesn't have to be food necessarily, it could be chemicals, but it could also be people. We could have some kind of reaction to people that we're around. So I think there's something about avoiding something in your life that is just affecting you negatively. Whatever that is, the first thing that comes into your mind, that's what you should focus on. And that can help with this situation as well, help you to get more clarity, help you to get more confidence in yourself. So that's kind of what
Friend's kind of negative because she just broke up with her boyfriend. She always has to have someone around. I'm kind of hoping that she finds someone that's why she won't be so negative.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, because I'm wondering, like, how does this card fit in? I'm like, allergens, okay? It's kind of funny. But, you know, generally speaking, Suzanne, let things manifest the way that they're going to manifest. Don't worry too much about it. If it doesn't feel, like, right to you, then manifest something new. Manifest something that you feel guided. But my first feeling as you were talking, again, was just something in the future that was coming to be better. That's kind of what my first impression was.
How long?
Okay. Let's see. Let me think about it. So let me get some validation on this. So I feel next year for sure, but let me say like what month this might be. Okay. Let's see. So I'm going to draw a card to get some clarity. So it seems like around like the early summer, like is what it seems like to me, like in that area, like between like May through July in that area. That's kind of what my first impulse was. Yeah. When I pulled the cards, I just look at the numbers and it was like, basically I did three cards and it was 5, 6, 7. So like that's kind of what I was getting. But that doesn't mean that's set in stone. That's just based on the energy that's happening right now and what I'm seeing, and there's infinite potential, infinite possibilities. You know, it's just what's coming through me. So things always change on a daily basis. It's just at this current moment, based on what I'm currently experiencing through me, I'm just one channel as well. So that's what's coming through me from my perspective. So I hope that makes sense to you.
All right. And it's going to be somebody new, you think?
Well, that's what I got. Someone that was going to be Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, thanks. Have a nice day.
Okay, you're welcome, hon.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, so let's see here. I'm going to just take a quick 30-second break, and then I'm going to get to another phone call. So I'm just going to put on some transition music. So give me just a second. Sorry, I just took a quick little break there. So I'm going to get back to the phone lines. And, you know, again, I want to remind you, if I don't get to your call today, my intention is that my show will reach as many people as possible, that it brings blessings to you all. So there's always a message. And it seems to be a recurring theme with each show. I haven't quite found what today's theme is, but there's always a theme to each show. So just remember that. So I'm going to go back to the phone lines. And we got some people. I got someone calling from 805. I'm going to get you on the line. You've been holding for a while. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Donna from Santa Barbara. How are you? It is lovely.
Hi, Donna.
Weather.
I'm fantastic. Thank
I
you so much
weather.
For calling.
Thank you.
I know. Today's beautiful. Yeah. So how can I help you?
I wanted to know what's coming up for me in the new year. You know,
okay.
I'd like to meet someone,
okay.
Get more money.
Wouldn't
yeah.
we all want that, right? I mean, seriously.
I know. Yeah, why not?
Right? Okay. So, You know what? I'm going to actually, okay, so I feel like I want to work with the Ascended Masters with for you and this also flower therapy. I feel like there's a lot of religious influence around you. It doesn't mean that you're a religious person necessarily, but there's like, there's, because I got the image of a priest for some reason, which tells me that either, like, you know, you are regularly attending services, or there's things in your past life that you've done,
yeah,
or you're really, like, you have that energy, you know, where you guide people and you heal people. And so there's like, these priests,
yeah,
around you, like, and they're guiding you,
true,
in a sense, which is really, really, really interesting. So I don't know what, you know, what faith you follow or what your practice is, but it's just, that was the first thing that I noticed, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
So I wanted to point that out. So I'm going to work with the Ascended Masters here. And my question here, I'm going to be like, what does Donna need to know for the coming year? And, okay, so the first thing, honestly, Donna, this is true for all of us, but they were telling me for you to cut cords of fear, to continue to let go of things that are causing you fear. And particularly, I feel like I get the sense of worrying about a young one, like whether it's your own child or someone in your life that's a young person. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, not in my life, but yeah. I mean, I worry. My nephew just died, and he was pretty young.
I'm
he
sorry.
Was 17. Yeah.
Okay.
Mother and father
so that's,
aren't doing very well. Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Because that's what I was getting, was worrying about a young person. And you know, they're just saying to continue to send love to the situation and light. And, you know, I can feel some of the sadness that's here because, like, I'm an empath and it's feeling it come up right now. It's like they're showing me a broom, which a broom will kind of clean the surface, clean the floor. And, like, the broom is symbolic of just cleaning things up and cleaning things up. And the nephew, you said he passed away, right?
Yes.
Like, I feel like he's guiding you. I feel like he's guiding you on the other side in terms of, like, making right to, and being like sort of being like the like a mediator in a sense, or being like the one that's helping out the parents, help you're like he's helping you, and like in your dreams as well, I feel like you're getting insights and he's helping you. He's almost like a guide for you now, I feel like, and really kind of,
yeah,
that's really what I feel. And
oh, wow.
There's also,
yeah, I feel that too.
There's also an animal coming through, like a pet. So a pet in your current life, or like that, either if you don't have a pet, like maybe there's a pet coming, there's something kind of animal, and the animal can sense the nephew too. And there's an animal that I'm seeing, like, and I felt like a pet.
Well, we just got my sister and her husband just bought a little dog. Yeah. And they named him after their son that passed away. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Oh my God. I love, okay. No, I'm not going crazy. Okay. Good. So the pet makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay. But keep working on, Donna, cutting cords of fear. Okay. There feels to me like there's a worry in you that you might make a mistake or that you could go down the wrong path. And that is just, that's fear. And that's just, that's farthest from the truth. We can't make a mistake. It's just cause and effect. You know, I choose this path, therefore this happens. But it's not like it's good or bad, right or wrong. It's just, you know, it's a different choice. Choose the road that brings you the most joy, the road that brings you the highest light. And I feel like you're really connecting with your higher self right now. Like, it, for some reason, I just feel like you opened up your crown chakra, and it was like, whoop, all this information's like downloading into you right now. Like, so you're getting these signs right now. Like, the angels are communicating to you right now at this very moment. And there's a couple of messages that I drew from the Ascended Masters, and one of them, it says to stay focused. Stay focused on what? Stay focused on the light. Stay focused on love. Stay focused on everything that you would want in your life. You know, there's going to be things that happen on this planet that are scary or that can cause us pain, but we don't want to focus on those. You know, we want to stay focused on what brings us joy. And that's the big word I feel for you is joy. And they're also telling me manifest, like manifest everything you could possibly want. Because I feel like you're right on the edge, like right on the edge of a cliff about to jump. And like there's all these wonderful things waiting. And you're like, do I jump? Like, do I not? And the angels are like, you know, go for it. You know, go for everything your heart's desiring. Because the other card that comes with this is the fertility card, which is like things are ripe, things are happening, you know, just go for it. Don't, they're saying don't settle, don't take no for an answer, follow your heart, and that will be something that'll bring you joy. And now this is interesting too. At the third card I drew, it says detach from drama. So that's really about, like I said, cutting the cords of fear, letting go, and just trusting that you're going to be taken care of and that you'll be guided as you feel, you know, as your intuition guides you. You'll know exactly where to go. Is this making sense so far?
Oh, so much. Yeah, very much.
Okay. Let me read you a little bit about from this guidebook here. There's a couple, they really want me to read you about Pan. So Pan, you know, it's like a mythological, the pan flute guy from the Greek mythology.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just going to read you this so you can kind of see what it says here. And this might be good for somebody else too. Pan is an ancient Greek deity of nature and also music and fertility. It was love at first sight for Pan when he spotted the lovely wood nymph Syrinx. Yet Syrinx never returned his affection. It's said that Pan was so unattractive that his name became the root of the word panic because of the reaction children had when they saw him. So Pan ran after Syrinx down the river, and Syrinx called upon the water nymphs for help. They turned Pan into willow reeds. And as Pan yelled for help, the reeds made beautiful music. Later, when Pan transformed into his original self, he made a musical instrument of reeds, which is today called a panpipe. So we can call upon Pan for help with any kinds of fertility issues, music, or to relax and enjoy yourself. So that was kind of interesting. I never knew all that, so I kind of wanted to share that. There might be something in there that resonated with you. I don't know why they wanted me to read that, but I just kind of go with with what I feel guided to. So I want to also, too, Donna, I want to draw a card from the Life Purpose deck. So I want to – are you there? Uh-oh. I think her call got dropped. So, Donna, you can go back and listen to this on the archives. I'm going to quickly draw you a card from the Life Purpose deck just to give you a message. And this is what the angels of this one right here. It's something about body work here. You getting body work done or doing body work and having freedom to just do whatever your heart desires. Okay, so I just want to throw that out there. You can catch me on Facebook, and we can fill in the gaps if you want, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, okay? So thanks, Donna. Sorry your call got dropped. I feel bad. Okay, let's go to – oh, we got some other callers coming in here. Oh, we got lots of people calling in. Let's go – or should I go next, angels? Let's see. Let's go to 212. I'm going to get you on the line here. You're calling in. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Thanks. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
It's so funny because when you were deciding which phone number to go to next, I kept saying 212.
Well, I saw that there was a 212 earlier, and then it was gone, and then it was back. So I don't know if you're the same person that called in earlier. But
oh.
I was going to take 212. Yeah. Unless it might, I don't know if that was you, but there was another 212 that called in. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I called earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, can you give me your name?
Yeah, sure. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from New York City.
Mary from New York. Another person from New York. Okay. Cool. How can I help you today, Mary?
Okay. Well, I have a similar question to what the last person asked, and it has to
Donna,
do with.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donna, yeah, she's wondering about career and love next year. And, you know, I'm wondering if I will get a better job. And also if the friend, my best friend from grad school, who I recently visited, after 13 years of not seeing him, became more than a friend. But, you know, I'm just kind of wondering now if things are going to be progressing into something more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so I have the romance angels out here, and I'm going to be drawing some cards. Honestly, when you were talking about your friend, I got, like, a strong feeling. I got kind of goosebumps. I could feel the intense attraction that's there. So I just wanted to throw that out there. That's my first impression. So let's see what the cards are having to say about romance for you. And let's think about Mary's situation here, and let's draw some cards.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a couple of messages that come out. So the first one, it says, give your relationship a chance. So that's a positive sign. So give it a chance to develop and to grow. And it shows a beautiful picture of a couple that's embracing, and they're just like in love. So it's like, give it a chance, let it manifest, let it work out the way it's supposed to. But there's also another card here that says, keep an open mind. It says, you're basically, it's like your expectations may differ from what you would think. Sometimes we have this idea of how things are supposed to go or how it's going to happen, you know, and this says just keep an open mind about it. Let yourself naturally be guided into what feels right, and don't necessarily worry about how it could happen. I think that's true for all of us. You know, we get so caught up in like this picture perfect romance, and you know, and we don't always ground ourselves into reality sometimes, you know. So I think that's what this card is saying, that keep an open mind, let things happen the way they're supposed to happen, and you know, make the effort in terms of that. There's also there's a strong attraction, like I said, but there's an engagement card that comes up, but I feel like this is weird because I feel like it's more the past. Were you married before at one time?
Not me, but him. And he,
okay, because that was weird, because that makes sense.
Now.
Yeah. And he's what? What were you saying?
He's divorced, and he said that he's ready for a relationship now.
Got it.
Yeah,
it's interesting because they're really showing me this card being in the past, and I feel like he's going to have, it's going to be slower for him to really get into this relationship as it is, well, for you. That's why I think the keep an open mind card came up. That, you know, like, yes, it could be, like, make the effort, let it be develop into something good, but keep an open mind about how it could manifest, you know, and give him the space to kind of, to move in to where he needs to be. Because I feel like this relationship with his, you know, his ex-partner, it's one of those, like, soulmate kind of, like, past life thing where it's, like, a lot of karma, a lot of karmic stuff. And so those relationships are sometimes harder to let go of, you know. And I feel like he's definitely honest and he's definitely telling you the truth. It's just, I think that's where the open mind comes up. It's like, let it, you know, let him be in that space to really let this go, to really, like, be where he needs to be. And then I think things are going to be, you know, better. Because there's another card that drew about forgiving and learning. So I think that applies to him as well. Like, all that past life karma is just clearing away, like letting go, so that, you know, they can be in a better space. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it kind of,
okay.
Yeah. It makes me think that I just need to be patient with him, because I was wondering if I should reach out to him, because it's been a few weeks since we last spoke.
I
don't want to pressure him. And, you know, when we saw each other, he was totally into me. And now I don't know what he's up to, but I also don't want to come on strong, you know? So,
well, there's,
you know,
remember the card that was there that said make the effort? The make the effort card was there to say make an effort, but, you know, give it a chance, but have an open mind about it. I think that you're getting guided, I feel, to at least make the effort, but have an open mind about how it could all come together in the end. Does that make sense? Like, definitely reach out, definitely, like, make the effort, but don't worry so much about, like, how it's going to happen or how it's going to work. Just let it naturally take its shape and listen to your gut. If you feel guided to, hey, I should reach out, then go with that. You know, go with that. And you might even be surprised. You might even be able to help him through some of these things that he's dealing with as well, and to be, like, a comforting ear. So I think that could be something, too, that might help him, is to have some comfort of a friend that can guide him through some of the things he's dealing with.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, and after all,
let me
draw
you one more message. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Of course.
Oh,
what were you saying?
No, I was just saying that after all, we were best friends. And,
yeah,
you know, since becoming more than that, it's a little bit awkward now, because I feel as though I need to hold back. Because I don't usually reach out to guys who I'm dating.
I see.
Unless I know that they really want to proceed. And, you know, with him, I thought he wanted to, but he's kind of like showing me conflict, or maybe his actions have been conflicting with what he said to me, which is, you know, we should talk more, but then weeks elapse and he hasn't reached out to me, and I just think it's very strange.
Yeah, I just feel like he's going through just releasing this relationship, and I feel like he doesn't want to burden you. Like, I feel like he doesn't want to maybe get you too much involved in it. Like, he's like, well, this is not her thing, this is my thing. But I think I feel like just having a friend might, I mean, just reaching out and just be like, hey, just want to see how things were going, how are things? You know, and that's it. It doesn't have to be like, oh, let's go on a date. It could be like, hey, how are things? I just wanted to see how you're doing. And just letting that friendship naturally develop that's already there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to draw one more card for you from Raphael. And this is something you can actually work with Raphael, Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing, and but also heart and heart issues. So what you can do is ask Raphael to speak with his guardian angels, set up everything in the highest light and in the highest potential so that it works out for both of you, so that it brings you both blessings, and whatever that looks like. Because we don't always know the big picture. So if we just kind of let it go for the highest good for both of us, that's the best we can do. Say, okay, I'm letting go that this is going to be manifested in the highest good and highest light for all parties involved, and like, so it is. And I think that'll bring you a lot of peace, and that'll help you get some clarity. But let me give you a message from Raphael about this situation, because I feel like Raphael is really working with him right now to heal his heart, because there are some wounds that are being healed. And interesting, this message came up twice today. It's easy, does it? So that's validation of what we were saying before. Like, have an open mind about it. Let it kind of sort of naturally develop into what it's going to be. But easy does it. And it shows a picture of, like, an angel holding a child. So it's like, you know, like gently rocking the child. But there also could be a child involved here, whether that could mean for you in the future or a child, you know, in his life. There's something about that as well. But overall, you know, have an open mind about it. And, you know, it seems like they're saying make the effort, but trust divine timing. That's what I feel guided to tell you, divine timing, and then let it happen naturally. So those are my messages for you today, Miss Mary. Hope that was helpful for you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. I really appreciate you calling in. Okay, have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All
right. Bye.
All right. So I think we are out of time today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if I did not get to your call, I want to say there's always a message for you. It seemed like a common theme today was going with the flow, easy does it, and letting go of past things that don't serve us anymore, and just taking it day by day as it comes. So if you like the show, I encourage you to please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That'll keep you posted with newer episodes as I create them. And again, there's a huge amount of shows. I have like 100 shows on archives, all different topics. So you definitely check that out on my Blog Talk page. Also, my website, ascensionmagic.com. There you can find more information about myself, but also you can get a professional reading if you'd like to do that. And my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. So I'll be doing a show next week. I'm not sure what the topic will be, but you can definitely call in next week for a reading as well. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you have some fun today. And remember that all is well, and I'm sending you so much love and light, and here is some extra love for you.